Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and here we're in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Tez Vav, the 10th parak on Gozu Umachil. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: when the Gemara says, Ganav Umachil V'Achil Kach Hukra Ganav, if someone stole articles and sold them, and the thief was then discovered, Rav quoted Rabbi Chiya saying, Hadin Im HaRishon, the claim is only against the first one, meaning the thief, and Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yanai saying, Hadin Im HaSheni, the claim is even against the second one. After several interpretations of these two positions are given, Rapapa explains that everyone agrees the buyer must return the item to its owner, who had not yet despaired, and they argue if the rabbis instituted a takanas hashuk, a remedy of the marketplace, allowing the buyer to demand compensation from the owner when the thief has been identified. Rav holds the buyer who must return the item can only claim compensation from the thief, and there is no takanas hashuk here. Rabbi Yochanan holds a takanas hashuk was instituted here, and he can collect compensation from the owner. If one stole something and paid a debt or credit with it, the lender cannot request compensation from its owner because the loan was not made with the intention of receiving this specific item. Point number two, the next mission states that where someone's barrel of honey cracked and began to leak, and this other person poured out his less valuable wine from his own barrel and saved the honey in the wine barrel, he only receives his fee for labor and usage of his barrel, but not compensation for his lost wine. But if he stipulated for his wine to be repaid before pouring it out, he can demand compensation. The same applies to one who saved his fellow's donkey instead of his own when both were swept away by a river. The Gemara asks that the wine owner should say, Mehefkerecha zechina, Mehefkerecha zechina. I acquired the wine from a state of hefker because possessions which stand to be lost are ownerless, as the Gemara proves from a brisa coming up. It answers, the Mishnah's case is where the netting of the olive press was wrapped around the barrel of honey, so the leak is slowed. It is therefore not considered hefker. And point number three, a brisa was quoted which taught that if someone was carrying jugs of oil or wine and saw they were breaking and the contents would be lost, he cannot declare them truma and miser on produce in his house. If he does, his declaration is ineffective because the contents which stand to be lost are hefker and not his. Now this contradicts another brisa. Misha Babaderach Umaus Biyado. If one was traveling on the road with coins in his possession, Anas Kanegdo, and he saw a robber coming towards him, he may not deconsecrate Maisa Shane he has in his house on these coins, knowing they'll be lost. But if he did say this, his words are effective, which proves that coins which stand to be lost are still his. The Gemara answers that this second Bryce's case is B'shayachu Hatzil, where he's able to save his coins from the robber. He's not permitted to be Machal his Maisa Sheni on them because he can only save them Al Yidei Adchak with difficulty, and they are likely to be lost. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara says, Ganav u'machar, v'achar chukar ha-ganav. If someone stole articles and sold them, and the thief was then discovered, Rav quoted Rabbi Chiya saying, Hadin im harishon, the claim is only against the first one, meaning the thief, and Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yanai saying, Hadin im hasheni, the claim is even against the second one. After several interpretations of these two positions are given, Rapapa explains that everyone agrees the buyer must return the item to its owner, who had not yet despaired, and they argue if the rabbis instituted a takanas hashuk, a remedy of the marketplace, allowing the buyer to demand compensation from the owner when the thief has been identified. Rav holds the buyer who must return the item can only claim compensation from the thief, and there is no takanas hashuk here. Rabbi Yochanan holds a takanas hashuk was instituted here, and he can collect compensation from the owner. If one stole something and paid a debt or credit with it, the lender cannot request compensation from its owner because the loan was not made with the intention of receiving this specific item. Point number two, the next mission states that where someone's barrel of honey cracked and began to leak, and this other person poured out his less valuable wine from his own barrel and saved the honey in the wine barrel, he only receives his fee for labor and usage of his barrel, but not compensation for his lost wine. But if he stipulated for his wine to be repaid before pouring it out, he can demand compensation. The same applies to one who saved his fellow's donkey instead of his own when both were swept away by a river. The Gemara asks that the wine owner should say, Mehefkerecha zechina, Mehefkerecha zechina. I acquired the wine from a state of hefker because possessions which stand to be lost are ownerless, as the Gemara proves from a brisa coming up. It answers, the Mishnah's case is where the netting of the olive press was wrapped around the barrel of honey, so the leak is slowed. It is therefore not considered hefker. And point number three, a brisa was quoted which taught that if someone was carrying jugs of oil or wine and saw they were breaking and the contents would be lost, he cannot declare them truma and miser on produce in his house. If he does, his declaration is ineffective because the contents which stand to be lost are hefker and not his. Now, this contradicts another braisa. Misha ba baderech umalos biyado. If one was traveling on the road with coins in his possession, anas kenegdo, and he saw a robber coming towards him, he may not deconsecrate maisa sheni he has in his house on these coins, knowing they'll be lost, bim amar dvav kayamim. But if he did say this, his words are effective, which proves that coins which stand to be lost are still his. The Gemara answers that this second braisa's case is b'shayachu l'hatzil, where he's able to save his coins from the robber. He's not permitted to be mechal his maaser sheni on them because he can only save them al yedei hadchak with difficulty, and they are likely to be lost. All right, so now we go to siman daf kuftes vav, and our standard siman is a ketores maker. A ketores maker. So here goes. The ketores maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on tekanas hashuk, got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked. As another man who saw his jug of spiced oil was breaking, attempted to declare the oil as truma and miser on produce in his house. Once again, slow motion. The ketores maker, that must be run daf kuftes vav. The ketores maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on tekanas hashuk, which reminds us, the Gemara says, ganav macher, ra'achacha chukar aganav. If someone stole articles and sold them, and the thief was then discovered, Rav quoted Rabbi Chiya saying, hadin im harishon, the claim is only against the first one, meaning the thief. And Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Yanai saying, hadin im hasheni, the claim is even against the second one. After several interpretations of these two positions are given, Rav Papa explains that everyone agrees the buyer must return the item to its owner, who had not despaired, and they argue if the rabbis instituted a tekanas hashuk, a remedy of the marketplace allowing the buyer to demand compensation from the owner when the thief has been identified. So the ketores maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on tekanas hashuk got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that where someone's barrel of honey cracked and began to leak, and this other person poured out his less valuable wine from his own barrel and saved the honey in the wine barrel, ein lo ela scharo, he only receives his fee for labor and usage of his barrel, but not compensation for his lost wine. But if he stipulated for his wine to be repaid before pouring it out, he can demand compensation. So the ketores maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on tekanas hashuk got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked. As another man who saw his jug of spiced oil was breaking, attempted to declare the oil as truma and miser on produce in his house, which reminds us, a braisa was quoted which taught that if someone was carrying jugs of oil or wine and saw they were breaking and the contents would be lost, he cannot declare them truma and maisa on produce in his house. If he does, his declaration is ineffective because the contents which stand to be lost are hefker and not his. So once again, the ketores maker who innocently bought stolen spices from a thief in the spice market and demanded compensation from the owner based on tekanas hashuk got splashed by spiced wine that was spilled out from a barrel by someone who wanted to save the honey in someone else's barrel that cracked. As another man who saw his jug of spiced oil was breaking, attempted to declare the oil as truma and miser on produce in his house. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Kuf Yud Aleph. So the simmer daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. While the gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the kahanim in the first kayak, that must be one daf Kuf Yud Aleph. While the Gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Nasan Ashram Yoriv, Vekesavu Yadaya, if the Gazlan gave the ashram to the first Mishmar of Yoriv and the money to the second Mishmar of Yadaya, Rav Yehuda says, Yachzer Kesav Eitzel Ashram, the money reverts to where the ashram is, meaning is given to Yoriv. The Chachamim say, Yachzer Ashram Eitzel Kesav, the ashram reverts to where the money is, meaning Yadaya. The Gemara explains their positions. So while the Gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the Gazlan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner, which reminds us, Rav Chisa said that if one robbed something and the owner did not despair of retrieving it, and another person came and ate it from the robber's possession, if he wants me to collect from this robber, and if he wants me to collect from that one who ate it, he explains that as long as the owner has not despaired, it stands in the owner's possession. Therefore, the one who ate it took it from the owner's possession and is also liable. So while the Gazlan was busy giving an ashram to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the Gazlan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner. jealous of the boy enjoying the kayak his father stole and left over for him, since Rishus Yoresh Kirishus Lokeach Nami, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the father left the robbed item to his children, they're not liable to pay. Rami Bar Kama said, Zosomeres Rishus Yoresh Kirishus Lokeach Nami. This teaches that an heir's domain is like a purchaser's domain, meaning it constitutes a Shinui Rishus, a change of domain. This Shinui Rishus, which follows the owner's Yeush, enables the heirs to acquire the item and keep it. Rava said, Rishus Yoresh Lav Kirishus Lokeach Nami. An heir's domain is not like a purchaser's domain, and the heirs do not acquire the item. The Mishnah's case is Kishal Cholim, when the heirs consumed it after inheriting it, and it cannot be returned. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is Yekev, a winery. So here goes. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, that must mean one Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Yekev. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, which reminds us, Rava said that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed, they may use it all the days of its loan. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid them a basar bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. So, the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, which reminds us, if a father robbed something and he left it intact before his children when he died, the Tanna Kamma says they must return it whether they're adults or minors. Simchas said Katanim do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchas, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din. Watch one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time ran out, which reminds us, Rava details the process where the defendant requests time to prove a document has been forged. If he doesn't come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, kasmin adrakte aniske, we write a seizure warrant on his property. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The coin collector geek, that must be one Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, geek. The coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Importinum tebus amoxin. One may not take change from coins in the customs collector's box, nor from the tax collector's purse, and nor may one take charity from them because the coins were not taken legitimately and are thus stolen. The Gemara said, Shmuel said, Dina demalchus adina. The law of the kingdom is considered the law, so the money should not be stolen. Shmuel answered, B'mokher she'en lo kitzvah. The Mishnah's case is a customs collector who has no limit in the amount he takes, which is not a legitimate collection, so the funds are stolen. A different answer is given. So, the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that stealing from a non-Jew is prohibited. Rav Shimon Chazita said, although stealing from a Kanani is prohibited, avedasom muteres, his lost article is permitted to keep. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says, this does not apply where a chilul Hashem may result. Shmuel says to Usum Muteris, money received through his mistake is permitted to keep. So the coin collector geek who refused to take change from the customs collector, who collected without limits, nor from the thief known to steal from Goyim, which is prohibited, had no problem crossing the bridge that the king's agents built to show his friend his coin collection because Dina de Malchus Adina, which reminds us, Shmuel taught Dina de Malchus Adina, the law of the kingdom is considered valid law. Rava said, Teda, you may know this is true because the king's agents cut down palm trees without the owner's permission and build bridges with them, Va'rim Malayu, and we go across the bridges. If the wood would be considered stolen, the bridges would be prohibited to use. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, so the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Dalet is at Kiddi Amusement Park. So here goes. The boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kiddi Amusement Park. Kiddi Amusement Park? That must be one Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The boy pretending to make Kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kiddi Amusement Park, standing on stolen unprocessed tides that a thief secretly stole, and were now rendered susceptible to Tumah through the thief's Makshava, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shalganav, regarding unprocessed hides, stolen secretly by a thief, Makshava Matamasan, his thought renders them susceptible to Tumah. Because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief acquires them, and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, makes them susceptible to Tumah. If a Goslin stole them forcefully, the owner does not despair because he hopes to sue the known robber in court. Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite. He despairs regarding a gazlan who fearlessly robbed him, but not a thief who stole secretly. Ula said the machlokes is only about presuming the owner's yeush, but by yadua, where it's known he despaired, everyone agrees that yeush is affected by both a ganav and a gazlan. So the boy pretending to make kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kiddush amusement park, standing on stolen, unprocessed hides that a thief secretly stole and were now rendered susceptible to tuma through the thief's makshava, casually mentioned that a swarm of bees emerged from a certain man's field as the owner of the field was chasing after them, which reminds us in the Mishnah of Yochanan and Broka taught that women and minors may testify about the source of a swarm of bees, thereby identifying the owner. The more as that they're not valid aidim, and Shmuel explains that the case is where the purported owner was chasing the bees, and the woman or minor were talking casually and said, the swarm emerged from here. So the boy pretending to make kiddush in the Shabbos exhibit at the Kiddush amusement park, standing on stolen unprocessed hides that a thief secretly stole, and were now rendered susceptible to tuma through the thief's makshava, casually mentioned that a swarm of bees emerged from a certain man's field as the owner of the field was chasing after them. While his friend won a prize when he successfully answered what the halacha is when you see your kiddush cup in the possession of your former Shabbos guest, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamakir Kelim Usfar B'yad Acher, one who recognizes his Kelim and books in another person's possession, V'yatzel Hashem Geneva Be'ir, and a report of burglary went out in the city, the purchaser returns the item, swears how much he paid for it, and takes the amount for the claimant. The Gemara explains that the cases where guests stayed in the person's house and he got up in the night shouting that his possessions were stolen. Furthermore, there was a tunnel dug under his house with the guests exiting with bundles of Kelim on their shoulders and everyone saying that the homeowner's utensils and books, which were named and identified as having belonged to him, were stolen. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf did we learn that it's prohibited to steal from Goyim? That's on daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn that when his barrel of oil is cracked, he cannot declare the oil truma or maisa on produce in his home, since the spilling oil is considered hefker and not his? That's on daf Kuf Tezbav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff we learned about the process when a defendant requests time to prove that a document is forged? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which did they learn what the din is when one sees his kalim or sfarim in the possession of another? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Dal. Good. Number 5. Which did they learn about kohanim fit for the avoda but not for eating, such as a zakin? They can appoint another to do their avoda but not to eat. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff be the case of one who pours out his wine barrel to save someone's honey and the question of his compensation? That's on Duff. Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn one cannot take from a customs collector who collects without limit? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn a thief's machshava for a stolen item such as mats makes it susceptible to be makabel tuma? And we discussed the nafkamina of a ganav and gazlan. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Dal. Good. Number 9. Which daf in Malkoch is where the Takanas HaShuk was instituted, allowing one who bought stolen goods from a thief to collect compensation from the owner? That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf to discuss what the din is if the gazan gave the Ashim to the first Mishmar of Yehor Yariv and the money to the second Mishmar of Yedaya? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.